DJ Gower.
Really?
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Wrong.
Andrew, you win.
Along the west winds, merry breeze to the land of pasty, scrump and cheese. In our Bristol station at a quarter after four, straight up into the seven stars. There's history in the rafters, sawdust on the floor, and a sign above the bar. Says R.U.R. R.U.A. Let's drink cider every day with fresh wind.
Standing stones on the misty moors, see the folks of fishing on the Jurassic shores, fear the pixie's curse on the bootstrap lane. We'll get mortal drunk and curse the buckfast monks if they get real hard bleeding it. That's right, the bloody apple tree.
Thank you. heart could be so cruel.
Episode 307. I'm sorry, so sorry. Bringing this shit back to Gower because of my own problems. I was such a fucking shit back on the last show. I'm ashamed, and I literally feel fucking terrible about it. I wish it didn't exist.
I loved it, man.
I wish it didn't exist on the internet, and it's same.
I got the full Matador rampage. It was great.
Yeah, it was terrible. I feel bad about it. And three employees got fired on Wednesday at my work that were in the spat that I've been preaching about for weeks.
I feel responsible.
And are we both drinking whiskey right now?
Hell yeah!
On St. Patty's Day, here it comes.
St. Patty's Day, a little Black Bush here for this Irishman.
I got a giant bottle of Tully. Holy Tully. Here's a shot. Cheers.
Salasha. Ah, yeah, that's cool. That's good.
I can't wait to hang out with you in person. And
I just can't believe people that can't handle their brown liquor, man.
Oh yeah, we're raised on it.
Clear liquor drinkers only.
And you're gonna hear a bunch of St. Patrick's Day shredders, and this guy is the most Irish bastard I ever knew. And so we went to the bar today, which was hilarious. And apparently, you can no longer say Irish car bomb.
I'm sorry, what?
At a bar, you can't order an Irish car bomb. Guess what it's called?
Oh dear God! What?
An Irish push button.
The what?
Because it's basically based on the IRA, like being better and stuff.
That was the point. Was like to diminish them and like make it insignificant, and like all you're good for is like a novelty drink, you little bitches.
So anyway, I was boycotting the Irish car bombs, and I brought it up. I was like, yeah, because of the name and the struggle and people being bombed to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Ireland in like probably the 90s when they became fashionable, and like, but everyone's like, no, it's an Irish. Some weird term. Yeah, all these young people. I was like,
you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'm like,
it's a car bomb.
I'm leaving now.
So is it not a sake bomb now either? Is it like a?
I don't know.
Because
probably not. Probably not.
Because we dropped a nuclear bomb on Nagasaki.
It's probably like sake. Put the shot in the drink and then drink it. Or something. Yeah. That's basically
tripping. Japanese version of shot and drink. Irish version of shot and drink. Like,
I know.
Ridiculous.
Oh yeah. And by the way, the rest of the world's like getting bombed to nothing, you know, like,
dude. Fucking that shit is crazy, man. Like, yeah. And it's weird because it's like, if you're like, it's basically like saying like, hey, if you're not part of the superpower alliance of NATO, someone can just come in and take your shit and no one's going to stop you.
Like, well, obviously. And
like they clearly fucked with the wrong people by, you know, trying to do Ukraine, right? But the concept was right, right? Here we are like 2 weeks into it, right? Shit's still happening. They're bombing civilians. They're doing all this crazy shit and no one can stop them because, like, they're like, oh, it's not a NATO country. Nothing we can do.
Well, it's been a month and a half, and
like, when they say it would start a world war, like, the entire world against one country, wouldn't they just absolutely destroy them?
You need subpoena gallery support right now. Get Leslie, right? Get Leslie in here to, or get her opinion.
She's smart enough to be in the bathtub right now.
Oh, for the bombing that's coming.
Yeah.
Exacto. Anyway, it is an Irish party. A bunch of Irish tracks. What inspired the show, opening the show, is a brand new track from the Dreadnoughts. And then what's coming next after the opening of the show was a little badass Flogging Molly new track.
Yeah, I had to kind of break the kid into some real Flogging Molly this morning.
Yeah, they're great. Nah, Irish punk.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I would say like they're hit and miss, right? Like just like any band that has a unique sound, a lot of the times it starts to just sound the same, right? You can say it for any Sublime or NoFX or whatever, right? They have a sound and they sound like that.
That's fair. Right?
But with that said, at least they're willing to take risks by making, ballad, slow acoustic singles and like jammy tunes and going outside of the box per se of like what they're supposed to be, but still being accepted by what they present themselves as, right? Like we're a punk band and punk fans like them, but they bring so many different elements of music to the stage.
Oh yeah, so you'll hear a lot of bands like that with violins and mandolins,
whistles,
badass shit.
Could have the little penny whistle in there, you know.
We do have Rum Rebellion, who we played with multiple times in my band. They have this giant, 6'10" penny whistle player. Dominating the stage in Chico at Monstros and multiple stages, and it's like
that's amazing.
Are we taking a shot right now?
That makes me think of the fiddle player in Gogo Bordello. Dude's 85 years old.
Exactly. We got a cheers right now. Cheers it.
Cheers.
Through Black Flash and Tully and Teresa.
Sinatra.
Through a sea of faceless bottles and the stench of the afternoon, I crawl into this coffin. Sure, I was dead before I knew. Starts mid sunset as the darkness fills my eye. It's been so long since another soul occupied this life. So I head downstairs to a familiar friend who comfort, maybe talk about our roads less traveled and to the best times we ever had. And to the best times we ever had. Oh, these times have got me drinking. I'm tripping up the stairs to an empty room left haunted by a ghost who once lived there. Ah, peace be with the troubled as these times now make it clear. And try forget till it's over when the last call splits your ear. All these times have got me drinking as I'm tripping up the stairs. Never asked for a perfect savior. I never wanted, though I cared. Now I'm tripping up the stairs. So I'll crucify another to nail away the fear. Don't pity me, I'm just broken. Who'll be the next brave volunteer? Who'll be the next brave volunteer? Oh, these times of all us drinking as we're tripping up the stairs to an empty room left haunted by a ghost who once lived there. Oh, these times have got me drinking as I'm tripping up the stairs. Never ask for a perfect savior. Never wanted, though I cared. Now I'm tripping up the stairs. Mind yourself.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip and Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a-slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass
Captain Kelly's carriage.
Her eyes were full of hate
and poison she was spit.
The captain kicked the door in and stormed into the kitchen.
With Matura Lura La, Matura Lura Lani, Matura Lura La, and Matura Lura Lani.
Situation.
In spite of all his prayers,
he was marched off to the station.
For him, they take no bail.
To get home, I was itching.
He had to tell the tale.
How I came into the kitchen.
With Matura Lura La, Matura Lura La, Matura Lura La, and Matura Lura La.
I said she didn't fight me,
but she gave blood to me.
For assault, she didn't indict me, and I was set for trial.
She swore he robbed her house. In spite of all her screeches,
I get 6 months hard.
Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di
was only 16.
Episode 307, here it comes. This is St. Patrick's Day Ripper.
That's right, folks. We're tearing it up, having a little St. Patty's Day fun. And you guys can enjoy the post-St. Patty's good times here at Rhyme and Treason anytime you want, because you can just simply stream or download us from many different resources. We haven't been as on it as we were in the past, but our feed burner does this pretty well, so we're linked through like feed burner, so that gets us out to a bunch of different random podcast hosts. So shouts out to feed burner sharing us at, you know, no cost.
Thanks, feed burner. And then yeah, I talked to hella shit in the last episode to Gower through computer screen. It's fucking nonsense. I'm like, he could probably knock me out with one punch, but I just see him. I see it in his fucking face. Like, he's like, yeah, I'll fucking murder you, but we're like 200 miles away, so. Guess what?
No, it was not. I was sincere. Like, I kicked the can and didn't make it a priority, and you had a bunch of shit set up to make it fun. And, you know, you're pissed. And that's fair. Like, you were right to be pissed in that sense.
Yeah, it's kind of weak, man. And, I'll never do it again, I swear. Especially over the air. And I love this podcast.
I'm going to get fired.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to be fired. Did I mention that 3 employees got fired this week at my job?
You did, but you didn't really go into much beyond that. Like, there was that drama that you were talking about on the previous episode, right? Where, like, they were like...
Absolutely, and then you had... I had an hour and a half HR interview, and, like, I wonder if, like, that got this one person fired, and I feel bad about it, you know?
I mean...
But I miss my friend, who was, like... We've had like 30 plus contractors at the plant. I've only hired, I'm willing to hire 2 out of 30. I don't know what the percentage is. But fucking this guy that got fired was like my homie. And like, I fucking could like hang out with this guy 24/7. He was like one of the best operators that ever lived. And fucking sucks, man. It's so brutal.
It sucks,
dude. Yeah. And I literally could be like, you know, we could just go, me, you, and him could go to, like, a bar right now and be like, I love you, Miguel. You know what I mean? Like, he's such a funny badass, and he can't work for Calpine anymore. Oh, I'm mentioning too much. My company anymore, based on this stupid interaction at a bar that ended in a catastrophe.
Yeah, these things happen, but it's okay. You know, people are dumb, and, you know, there's consequences to actions, right? You do stupid, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, no, right?
Exactly. And it's so tough, like, just, you know, I've been working a fucking crap load. I worked, like I was telling my coworker today, I worked a 10, 2 off the bachelor party.
Yeah.
6, 1 off, and now I'm off again after 4-day shifts. So I think that was part of my being a little bitch to you, Gower. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, DJ Gower.
It's nice that you got 4 days off, right?
I'm so sorry. I was so harsh on the last episode. Exactly. We're going to play with some more punk rock right now. Happy St. Patty's Day, you fucking assholes. Rhyme.
And fuck your treason.
We'll be right back.
From the land of the scholars, break through to every class, man, no matter their color. Upper classes to those living in the savage squalor, across countries like the euros, international dollar. From a place known for its drunk fights and antics, not an actor, no, don't have a type to cast. It sounds cliche, but never take your life for granted. Living in a box until you find the casket. This Irish bastard doesn't follow your warnings. Stage dive straight off the top of the morning. I'm a modern day Pierce, cause I'm Irish, of course. But I'm also a poet that'll die for the cause. You don't think it's a classic, then I'll spit in your face. Cause this is my Ulysses, my Finnegan's Wake. I got the shit that it takes, so all the heroes that died are resurrected. When I spit, I keep the spirit alive. Yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Hustling music and I'm walking out every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever the fight. Yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Hustling music and I'm walking out every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever the fight.
Are you willing for a shilling? Am I willing for the what? Me people have been struggling since 1900. It's a body rush stop and I was told from God to blast these heathens like a 10-man firing squad. They cast me clover on the sod like they crushing me dream. Yo, they murder men and women for the wearing of the green. Walking through a graveyard, talking to doors. They try and think what they felt, but the feeling hurts. Lord, please deliver me from evil. Compose a scene written on a canvas that be sitting on an easel. The air smells of treason every four seasons. I have the answer, but I wanna know the reason. So feel the body whack, hit you with this Irish rap. I need sap chats, get the force of a back slap. And that's that, feel the fire on the track. Me and Nugget show love for this country on our back.
Like a modern Oscar Wilde, my thoughts compiled. Fighting Irish to the core with a boxer style. Got separated from the north like a foster child. Through the centuries of war, never lost a smile. Singing rebel songs and listen to traditional music. Most people have toiced a part of militant movements. I'm just a poet like Kavanagh, though we're probably better off now than in the times of our mind. I'm hungrier than Bobby Sands, seeing through these imposters like a doctor when he's studying a body scan. Doesn't matter what tune I'm on, represent my country more than that cunt in artists on New Quran. So tell Bono we can suck a dick to fucking break and fuck the government. Bunch of ticks that couldn't govern shit. It makes me sick to think they're counting their profits up in the house of a rockets while hundreds of thousands are jobless.
Yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Hustling music and I'm walking out every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever the fight. Yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Hustling music and I'm walking out every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever the fight.
We know the Brits forget the history, memory lasts the 4 seconds. We say 1916, they think quarter past seven. And the Yanks think a Shamrock's very American-like. That's why we're on the mic to fight and bury the stereotype. They think my area's like full of Marys and Mikes. We're all contrary and nice and live with fairies and shite. We all drink Guinness and we finish every session with fights. Fuck this business and the semis, man, I'm setting them right. From the land of terror, economic collapse, political chaos, poverty and property tax, had a sovereignty snatched right from under our nose. Then watch our government cover up every blunder exposed. That's how it goes, where we live and see the people can feel. That's why we do these tunes for you, stay true and keeping it real. Fuck a gimmick, fuck an image, fuck a stereotype. I'm representing for my people when I get on the mic.
All the Irish hot style and volatile, a forgotten file at the bottom of a rotten pile, reveals a modern style, Oscar Wilde. We fought and got slaughtered, then torture resorted to war that brought us more disorder. North of the border, the plot just taking Catholicism, orange orderism, born into a system where there's more victims and warriors than politicians. The devastation of a severed nation, an explanation for the alcoholism and emigration, as we face another generation that are facing deprivation. Men that gave into temptation, a credit creation, and betrayed them. Now where's the health and education, deception, demonstrations and revelations? Fuck the legislation, still we ride it through. Stand together, laugh and have a pint or two. Nobody can party like the Irish do. I write a tune for progression through the oppression and blues of recession. So when they question me, I tell them,
yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Host the music and I'm walking out every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever the fight. Yeah, I'm Irish, fuck a gimmick, fuck a stereotype. Representing for my people when I get on the mic. Hustle the music and I'm walking out of every night. Stick with it till the very end, whatever.
We'll be right back.
baby, I can't bear let go.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day.
I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away.
Dies. Things won't click, but at least I tried.
Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. It's driving me nuts, boys, when the things that we plead for are all for naught. And I won't stop until Lady Luck's in my bed. The only other option I could see is death.
Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe.
This is the Portland Police Department.
Yeah.
loudest of all the beasts, producing carbon gas, reducing acetaldehyde. But my friends, that isn't all. It makes ethyl alcohol.
Yes, that is what the yeast excretes, and that's what we imbibe. Oh, anaerobic methylation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation. Give me a beer.
DJ Gower, you're a fucking legend. I'm sorry I fucking shit talked to you last episode. Feel terrible about it. Anyway, we're going to episode 307. This is the St. Patty's Day edition.
Yeah, it's like the 2-year anniversary on the world shutting down, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I mean, the world's gonna fucking implode soon with World War III, and yeah.
I mean, it's so weird, like how those reports came out, like, in the first weeks of the world shutting down, about how the whole planet was like, oh my god, I can breathe, right? But, like, everything stopped for a minute, and we got to see, like, how quick nature can respond to that, right? I mean, it didn't take long for...
Nature is much better off with us dead. You know, I always think about, like, if human extinction happened, like, all the animals would thrive. So, you know what I mean? Like, sorry
we
for burping.
We throw the entire ecosystem out of balance, you know?
Yeah, you also think, like, basically, if we, all died and human extinction happened, like fire shit would happen,
like it would literally rain fecal matter.
I think it's time to close the show. I'm wasted. St. Patty's Day, went to B Street for days. Wish you were there, Gower, you would have loved it. I wish I would have never shit talked to you on the last episode. I feel terrible still, like, for saying you're a piece of shit. Like, you're the only reason this podcast exists. You're a fucking legend. Like, I'm your protege at best. And DJ Gower, you're the fucking shit. I love you. Closing out the show.
You wrote a song about me, man.
I need to write another one that says, like, I was sad about work and shit talked DJ Gower on this podcast. And it was and I'm a piece of shit.
That should be the name of the song. I'm a piece of shit.
They should execute. They would execute me in Holland, you know?
See, these should be the lyrics. Like, I'm a piece of shit. They should execute me at home. Like,
no, I was saying not at home, but Holland is what I was saying.
In Holland.
All right, later, dude.
You're gonna have a little Dutch door action.
Oh, I hope not. Not tonight. All right. Here we go. This is episode something. We're closing out. Thanks. Wow.
And a four-leaf clover of treason.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
Okay. All right, dude. You want to take another shot?
Let's do it.
All right.
Cheers, bro.
Up to go with the wall of hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny, a pub, the Guinness pint, the cabbage crap, the yard, don't wanna be paddy trap. We'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked to lock and burst your filthy mug if you draw one more shamrock in me beer. A beer, a dollar, we'll make it well.
was an Irish pub. The quick one in the filthy dog, the patting grass across the lug of the lady. Oh, the dirty dog we got us an Irish pub. It's over to me.
And over to you.
We'll skip along the avenue.
And who the hell is running through?
We got us an Irish pub. Quiet, I'll be fucked. I swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked. I'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer. As they can pick the fights, we'll call it an Irish pub. Plastic cups are polished for, we'll hold the blood right out the door. I let the knuckles back for more, we've got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book. The only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, you'll often burst, you filthy monk. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. Kiss me, I'm Irish, Molly Malone. A bunch of slants, a punk, my home. We got us an Irish pub. It's split the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rakes, a mellow, a lift. He never runs so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, you'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.